Welcome to our examination of the scripture readings for the second Sunday of Advent. We begin today with our first reading from the prophet Isaiah. At this time, I invite you to turn to your Bibles and read Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 11. We continue this week with our first reading taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. But this week, our passage comes from Deutero-Isaiah, or the second section, toward the end of the people's captivity. Today's passage is the opening of what scholars refer to as Second Isaiah. What a powerful opening word. Comfort. Give comfort to my people, says your God. When something is repeated, it means pay attention. This is important. This is the end of their national exile as a result of the guilt of a nation. But these words are also extremely important to us as individuals. Verses 6 to 8 are not read at this liturgy. The verses speak of why the people and the voice, mentioned in verse 9, cry out. Man is weak, but God is sure and will last forever. It is interesting to note that verse 9 is usually misinterpreted. The verse reads, "A voice cries out, in the desert prepare the way of the Lord." We, however, read, "A voice in the desert cries out, prepare the way of the Lord." The original meaning of this line did not limit the meaning to a particular time and place, but referred generally to the place in our heart which is longing for the refreshing comfort of the Lord. We need to clear away the clutter and earthliness that stands in the way of being the best child of God we can be. This message is so powerful that it cannot be contained. It is to be cried out from the highest mountain that there is our God. Our reading from the New Testament calls from the second letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 to 18. I invite you to turn to your Bible and read that section at this time. Research tells us that this letter was written in 67 AD. Peter knows his time is short. He has been in prison twice, and he is writing from the heart. Writing to Christians everywhere, Peter identifies himself as the author, encouraging the people to keep strong in the midst of the false teachings that are being spread about the Messiah. Some followers are trying to justify their evil ways, but Peter reminds them there is only one way, the way of Jesus. While some may look upon this passage as a message of destruction, with the heavens dissolving in flames and the elements, earth, air, wind, and fire being melted, its purpose is really about recreation, a new beginning of peace and blessedness after the day of the Lord. This destruction has been delayed because of the prayers, the work, and the lives of the growing Christian community. This phrase meant a day of judgment, when just as in the Old Testament there were specific times when the nations were called to account for their sins, we too will be called to our own day of the Lord, to be judged. Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, Chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey, and this is what he proclaimed, "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel of Mark was written at a time when it was believed that the day of the Lord would happen soon, shortly after Jesus ascended into heaven. Consequently, there is no nativity story in Mark, but instead the Gospel opens with an account of John the Baptist, the last of the Old Testament prophets, and Jesus being the fulfillment of the promised Messiah. Note that it is here where Mark's writing style changes the original words from the prophet Isaiah, "A voice cries out." He changes it to "A voice cries out in the desert." but the message does not change. As is the theme this entire Advent, we are to be watchful, be alert, be prepared. The Baptist is dressed in clothing similar to the prophet Elijah, and not dressed like the religious leaders of the time. His meals of locusts and wild honey are very symbolic. Locusts were one of the few permitted insects under Mosaic law, as they were believed to be God's cleansing agents. Wild honey was symbolic of the sweet salvation of comfort and ease that God provides. One final word concerning the difference between the baptisms of John and Jesus. John is baptizing with water to provide the necessary cleaning of the ways of the world, while Jesus is baptizing with the Spirit to purify and strengthen our souls. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.